The Five Early Leadership Practices, Play, by Pamela Mejia de Rodriguez, published on February 2, 2018, Colorado Virtual Library. This post is one of a series about the five leadership practices of Sing, Play, Read, Talk, and Write. Play has been called the work of children, and for a good reason. It is through play that children learn to interact in their environment, discover their interests, and acquire speech, language, new vocabulary, and cognitive, motor, and social-emotional skills. American Academy of Pediatrics, 2007. So we can say that play is not just a game. Play is a learning process. By playing, children learn problem-solving, logical thinking, and creativity, among other skills, in a safe, fun, and caring environment. When we play, we learn how to be. There is not a 101 course on how to be a human being. We learn through interactions with our peers and adults. Kids have those interactions by playing. Let me give you an example. A little while ago, I was visiting a playgroup and a specific interaction caught my attention. It was a mother with her 3-year-old girl. We will call this one Girl A. Girl A was playing with a kitchen set. She made some food for her mom, and after the mom was done eating, she took the dirty dishes and began to wash them. Another girl, Girl B, around the same age, offered to help her wash the dishes. Girl A washed the dishes and let them dry on a drying mat. Girl B put the dirty dishes in a dishwasher. Girl A couldn't understand what Girl B was doing, and she told her that was not the way of doing dishes. She even said to her, "Tu mamá no te enseñó a lavar los platos," or "Your mom didn't teach you to wash dishes," in English. Let me explain some things. Girl B didn't speak Spanish, so she didn't understand what was going on. Girl A's mother never taught her how to do dishes. She just learned it by observing her mom. Girl A's mom, watching all this, just told her, "Some people do dishes in a different way." Girl A apparently understood and was fine with it. After that, I saw her putting dishes on the dishwasher too. Through this experience during dramatic play, these two girls learned two different ways of doing dishes, two different customs, as well as tolerance, acceptance, and problem-solving in a safe and caring environment. Through play, children put into practice what they have learned, and this is their way to process their learning. Children learn by playing in different ways during their childhood. It all depends on their ages and the developmental milestone they reach. The information on each stage was extracted from the article The Importance of Play in the Development of Language Skills, 2013, Atlanta Speech School. Infants or babies, birth to 18 months. They learn through their interactions with objects and people around them. When they shake a rattle or an egg shaker, by moving their arms, they connect the sound with the object. And this is how they begin to understand that their arms are tools for interacting with the environment. When they begin to reach and grasp with a purpose, they soon discover the cause-effect relationship. They also begin nonverbal communication with their play partners, caregivers, or parents. Through eye contact and facial expressions, when the baby makes sounds and receives a reciprocal interaction, imitation of the sound, you are creating a foundation for social skills development. Toddler, 18 month to 36 month. While playing make-believe, pretending game, dramatic play, toddlers begin to imitate the language and behavior of others. When you play with your toddler a simple game like rolling a ball back and forth, your child begins to develop the idea of taking turns, an important skill to have for conversation. Preschoolers, 3 to 5 years old. Since they have a larger vocabulary, they will have a more complex imaginary play. There will be more interest in pretend play and cooperative play. They will love to play with peers and their parents' caregivers. Through their make-believe games, they can be doctors, firefighters, veterinarians, parents, anything they want. They will translate their understanding of this profession or role through a game. By watching them do this type of game, we can learn their perspective, frustrations, or reactions towards things. They feel free to express themselves. Language development and play. Playing with your child will promote a closer relationship and allows you to provide a model of values and behaviors that are important to you, your family, and community. Observe your child and learn his or her interests. Engage them in activities they like. This will allow a greater opportunity for language acquisition or learning new words. Playing should be always fun. That will make learning easy and a desire to go back to that experience. Play is an excellent opportunity for your child to give meaning to words and actions and also to build new vocabulary. You can model language and correct grammar through play. For example, the child says, car, and the caregiver says, yes, that's a big car. To find more resources, visit the Colorado Early Learning Developmental Guidelines website. earlylearningco.org/resources/.